person who's fasting had planned to reach his place of residence before noon Adhan. But along the way, he came across an accident that delayed him. Hence, he did not reach his residency in time. Is his fast valid? Does he have to pay kafara, or will performing the qadha be sufficient?
His fast is invalid while traveling, and it is only obligatory for him to perform the qadha of fasting for the day in which he did not reach his place of residency, and he does not have to pay kafara.
A passenger or a crew member aboard an airplane flying at a high altitude and bound for a distant city, a 2.5 to 3 hour journey, has to drink water every 20 minutes to maintain his equilibrium. Does he or she have to pay kafara in addition to performing the qadha?
If fasting is harmful for them, one can break the fast to drink water. He will have to perform its qadha, but kafara will not be obligatory for him in this case.
Is it permitted for a person to travel intentionally during the month of Ramadan in order to break the fast and to evade fasting?
There is no problem in doing that. Therefore, when traveling, even in order to evade the duty of fasting, he must break the fast.
A person responsible for performing an obligatory fast decided to fulfill his duty but could not because of unforeseen circumstances. For example, he prepared to travel after sunrise. He traveled but failed to return home before noon. He had not done anything that invalidates the fast, except that the time for making the intention of an obligatory fast has elapsed, and that day is one in which fasting is mustahab. Is it valid if he makes the intention to perform a mustahab fast?
When one is responsible for the qadha of Ramadan fast, it is invalid to make intentions to perform a mustahab fast, even if the time for making intention for performing an obligatory fast has passed.